This is a recording of the April 16, 2024 Special Board of Directors meeting to convene at 4 p.m. in the Chugach Electric Boardroom.
We can start then. We have four of being kicked off and then until Sam joins us. Sound good?
Sounds fine.
Okay. Calling to order the Special Board of Directors meeting on April 16th. Directors in attendance online, we have Director Wiggin, Chastain, and Fleet Green. And in the room, it's me for now, CC Cooper, and then I'll let staff do introductions for the rest.
In the room, we have Arthur Miller, Sherry Hires, Andrew Laughlin, Alan Rudick, Julie Haskett, Mike Brody, Sandra Casey, and Brian Tooley. Online, we have Stephanie Hurdell, Heather Solcomb, and Todd Glass.
Thank you. All right. If you would join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the
flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I inadvertently swapped those items, the roll call on the Pledge of Allegiance. Next on the agenda, we have item two, approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Mark Wiggin.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And the next item, we have persons to be heard. I know we have members who are attending online. I don't believe they've signed up to comment, but in case I'm mistaken, does anyone who called in would like to address the board? Okay. No member comments at this time. We have, as this is a special board meeting, there's no director reports for item four. There's no consent agenda for item six. And for item five and for item six, we have CEO reports and correspondence scheduled. And I will let Arthur, I guess, call on. We have Todd Glass online, I believe, and we have Matt Clarkson in the room.
And what we wanted to do here is give a brief update on filings that were made by the Anchorage Assembly yesterday late afternoon. And we have Todd, as you indicated, Todd Glass online, and then Matt Clarkson here in person to give an update on that filing and really kind of at the 50,000-foot level. So we'll start and turn it over to Todd to start.
Thank you all. Glad to be before you again. Yesterday, the Anchorage Assembly filed a series of petitions and motions, or petition and motion, before the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, the RCA, seeking, among other things, to intervene in the docket U18102, U19020, and U19021. These are the dockets in which Chugach's acquisition of MLMP, among the other dockets, was considered before the commission and approved. More specifically, the assembly seeks to intervene in a docket that has been closed. So therefore, they are seeking to reopen the docket, and then they are seeking to have the commission amend Order 39, which was the dispositive motion or the dispositive order that approved the acquisition, for the purpose of removing the requirement that they municipality of Anchorage hire somebody of utility background and the like in order to exercise its vote on the Fish and Wildlife Program. So we are considering, reviewing and considering the filing that came in just about almost 24 hours ago, and we'll be talking with management and all of you about how we respond.
Thanks, Todd. Just for the record, can we note that Chair Kaysen, 408, and I'll turn it over to you, Sam.
Thank you very much, and thank you for that great update, Todd. Are there any questions? Any of the directors online? Anything else, Arthur?
Matt? No, unless Matt has anything further.
Well, And soon we're we are at seven. No unfinished business, no new business. Takes us to agenda item 9, executive session. Is there a motion?
I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025, 175C1 and 3, the Board of Directors go into executive session to 1. Discuss and receive reports regarding matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and 2. Discuss with its attorneys matters the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Is there a second? Could one of the directors
outline? I'll second.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Director Wiggins seconded it. All in favor of going into executive session, say aye.
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 Yeah, are there any opposed? Hearing none opposed, motion passes without dissent. We are in executive session. Well, thanks again for doing that introduction, Arthur, with sort of... We're back on record, having just had legal updates on the Eklutna matter and heard business strategy on developing that. That leads us to agenda item 10, new business. We have none. Director comments. We'll go online from the top of the screen to the bottom. Director Chastain.
Thank you for allowing us to participate. I know these special board meetings are a little difficult. You try to plan your life around being there for the board meetings, and special board meetings, you're not necessarily all there. So thanks for allowing us to participate online. And I think we've worked through some of the issues that we needed to, and appreciate the information that we received from our consultants and Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Chastain. Director Wiggin.
I will just echo what Director Chastain just said. Good meeting. Thank you, guys. Good job.
Thank you. Director Morse.
Thank you to everyone, for staff and board, for taking the time to interrupt your lives for this special board meeting. I think it is important. I am glad we met today. I'm glad we had the discussion today. I appreciate that we came together to do this very specific work. So thank you.
Director Fleet Green.
Yeah, I'll just concur with everyone else. Appreciate the update, and I don't have any additional comments.
Director Cooper.
Yes, I mean, in the same vein, special board meetings are short notice meetings, but with that, we still had almost full house, so I appreciate the update from staff, and that's all I have.
Arthur.
Real quick. Excellent meeting, and also I thought the meeting was invaluable, really imperative as we go forward. So thank you for that. And then also I do want to recognize our executive staff, that assistants that really do a yeoman's job in organizing all these meetings that we've had and making sure everything flows smoothly. So, and then also thank you for your patience on the hiccup we had over the weekend on files. We had a corrupt file that had been uploaded, and then we found out what was wrong with it. I appreciate your patience with that. Thank you.
Great. Well, I will echo everything everyone else has said about sunshine and flowers. I agree also, Arthur, that it was an invaluable meeting to define our conversation and help us give guidance on, in our conversation tomorrow. Thank you also to staff and everyone who participated tonight. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. If there is no dissent, we are adjourned.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys.